Trump caps refugee admissions at record low, with most to be white South Africans. How a teenager gave a street concert and was caught up in Russia's repressive past. We saw people murdered in front of us. Sudan siege survivors speak to the BBC. Jamaica's Ground Zero. Assessing hurricane damage in Black River, Barcelona's Sagrada Familia becomes world's tallest church. Xi and Trump find temporary truce as China plays longer game. NASA hits back at Kim Kardashian's moon landing conspiracy. Five charged in overdose death of Robert De Niro's grandson. Russian activity increasing around key Ukrainian town, Army chief says. The bodies just kept coming. Photographer at deadly Rio police raid. Israel confirms identities of hostages. Bodies returned by Hamas. Hundreds of thousands of ultra-Orthodox Israelis protest against conscription. Apple claims tremendous global uptake of latest iPhones. The American adoptees who fear deportation to a country they can't remember. Can't go back. Families in violence hit Indian state fear resettlement deadline. Does Trump's nuclear testing raise the stakes, or are we already in an arms race? What is COP30, and why does it matter? Five ways U.S. government shutdown is hurting, and why it's about to get worse. Trump's Asia tour sees deals knee-bending and a revealing final meeting. Watch U.S. and China's different reports of their trade meeting. Handshakes and whispers, Trump and Xi's meeting in 73 seconds. Strong winds and flying debris as Hurricane Melissa makes landfall. Has Trump's peace deal solved the Thailand-Cambodia dispute? Trump in Malaysia, dancing in a peace deal. Watch, moment nuclear plant towers collapse during demolition. I'm not done, Kamala Harris tells the BBC's Laura Quinsburg. Satellite images show extent of demolition at the White House. Gold prices set for second weekly loss as Fed caution, trade optimism weigh. Oil heads for third monthly decline as strong dollar ample supply weigh. Oil prices dip amid dollar pressure, set for third straight month of losses. China to buy 12 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans this season. Bessent says U.S. judge skeptical. Trump administration can legally suspend food benefits. Factbox, what did Trump and Xi agree on regarding tariffs, export controls, and fentanyl? Gold prices steady after losing streak. Fed rate cut, Trump talks eyed. China-U.S. trade deal could be signed next week. U.S. Treasury's Bessent says Energy Secretary Wright says U.S. is ready to sell more oil and gas to China, Bloomberg reports. Japan stocks higher at close of trade, Nikkei 225 up 2.25%. Hyundai and Nvidia partner on 3BD South Korean AI cluster initiative. Xi set to meet Canadian-Japanese leaders after Trump trade truce. Taiwan does not want China's one country, two systems, president says. Big Short. Investor Michael Burry issues bubble warning after 2 years of silence. Nvidia partners with South Korea to deploy 260,000 GPUs for AI growth. Nvidia and Samsung partner to build AI factory with 50,000 GPUs. Samsung Electronics says it is in talks with Nvidia to supply next generation HBM4 chips. Nvidia to supply more than 260,000 Blackwell AI chips to South Korea. Disney Network's God Arc on YouTube TV after failed talks. Taiwan reports on trade talks with U.S. after officials meet at APEC. China manufacturing PMI shrinks more than expected in Oct, logs seventh month in red. Japan factory output rebounds in September. Retail sales miss expectations. Tokyo CPI inflation rises more than expected in Oct, keeps BOJ hike in focus. U.S. weekly jobless claims fall economists' estimate. Mexico's economy contracts in third quarter as industrial activity slows. Natural gas storage sees slight increase, exceeds forecast. Germany's economy stagnates in third quarter as exports fall. More protests in Dar es Salaam after chaotic Tanzanian election. Barclays sees no further ECB rate cuts before end 2026 after policy decision.